On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A jury has found all 96 victims of the Hillsborough disaster were unlawfully killed. After taking evidence for more than 2 years, they also decided fans in no way contributed to the tragedy at the Sheffield Stadium in 1989. Margaret Aspinall lost her son James and says the verdict is a huge relief.
I was absolutely crying, but also praying at the same time. And I just prayed to James and the other 95. Please, God, son, I want you to sleep well. I want you to rest in peace now, without seeing your mum's anger.
The Crown Prosecution Service says it'll now consider whether to bring charges against any individual. Danny Rhodes from Canterbury spoke to KMFM 2 years ago on the 25th anniversary of the disaster. He was at the game and witnessed the tragedy in front of him.
Quite early on, we recognised that things weren't right. At Leppins Lane, the two central pens looked pretty full, but the rest of the terrace was virtually empty, and it just didn't look right. We watched the Liverpool fans carrying the injured supporters across the pitch down towards our end of the ground. We saw the injured people lined up. They laid them out on the turf at our end of the ground, so you could see that things were looking pretty bad. I was a 17-year-old lad, and I'd witnessed this disaster, the worst disaster in British sporting history, and then there's no... There was no support network. I'm not saying that at the time I felt like I needed one, but Sunday morning I got up, Monday I went back to work, and that...
KMFM News.
Junior doctors in Kent and across England are on their first all-out strike in NHS history. Kieran has a special report for the update.
Well, over the past few months, we've seen several walkouts as part of an ongoing dispute over new contracts. But as you say, this is the first time emergency and maternity care has been withdrawn. Staff have joined picket lines outside hospitals in Ashford, Tunbridge Wells, Medway and Dartford, including junior doctor Helen Bullivant, who says new contracts would be damaging.
It would be great if we could provide those services at the weekend, and ideally every doctor wants to be able to do that. But without giving us extra money and extra doctors, all we're doing is reducing the amount of doctors who are present during the week to put more in place at weekends. That isn't going to actually do what they want. The safeguards have gone to look at how long we're working, and what this appears to suggest is we're going to be working longer hours that are unsafe.
But the Prime Minister says he supports Jeremy Hunt's position and thinks it's wrong for staff to withdraw A&E care. He also thinks the contract junior doctors have been offered is reasonable.
75% of doctors will be better off with this contract. No one working legal hours will be worse off. So it's the wrong thing to do to go ahead with this strike, and particularly to go ahead with the withdrawal of emergency care. That is not right.
Around 2,500 appointments and procedures in the county have had to be rescheduled, and there are fears that that's only going to rise as the action will again take place tomorrow. You can let us know if you think junior doctors are right to walk out by voting in our poll at kentonline.co.uk.
A man in his 60s has been taken to hospital following a suspected stabbing in Rochester. Police were called to a house on the fairway just before 6:30 on Sunday night. A 41-year-old man arrested on suspicion of assault has been released on bail whilst investigations continue. The victim has been discharged following treatment.
KMFM News.
A new charity is being launched in Kent to help young people who've been diagnosed with cancer. UCAN Youth Cancer Support has been set up to help 10 to 30-year-olds continue with their work and education around treatment. More than 2,000 teenagers and young adults are diagnosed with cancer every year in the UK. Colin Thacker from the Children's Development Trust says it's important they share their stories.
We put people together who've been through similar experiences at various stages so they can understand the process. And often young people don't want to talk to middle-aged women or old men about cancer. They want to talk to people of their own age who understand what they are going through.
And it may be late April, but it's been snowing in parts of Kent. We've had reports of wintry showers in and around Tunbridge Wells. Forecasters have been predicting the chilly weather, with temperatures today struggling to get into double figures. There's likely to be a frost tonight too.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Leicester now need just one win in their final three games to be crowned Premier League champions. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, nearest challengers Tottenham could only draw 1-1 with West Brom last night, leaving them 7 points behind the leaders. Spurs boss Maurizio Pochettino says they need belief for the remainder of the season.
It's difficult, but in football can happen, and we need to, yes, we change this feeling, because now we are all disappointed, but we need to still fighting for the next 3 years.
Meantime, Leicester will be without top scorer Jamie Vardy for Sunday's match at Manchester United, where they could win the Premier League. The Football Association's confirmed Vardy's been given an extra one-game ban for his behaviour following a red card against West Ham earlier this month. He's also been fined £10,000. And in cricket, Kent have been bowled out for 264 in their first innings on day three of their county championship match against Leicestershire. Rain and bad light at Grace Road yesterday meant only six overs were bowled. A short time ago, in reply, the home side were 15 for two.
That's the latest. Next update's at two.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.